हेलो, मैं हूं फरीदून शरियर और आप सुन रहे हैं कनेक्ट दिल से। इन दिस एक्सक्लूसिव कॉन्वर्सेशन विद अनिल कपूर साहब, वी ब्रिंग फॉर यू हाउ ही हैज मैनेज्ड टू बी ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द गेम द लास्ट 40 इयर्स।
अनिल सर, मैं आपका एक इंटरव्यू देख रहा था, जैसे मैंने आपसे जिक्र किया तबस्सुम जी का, और उसमें आपने कहा कि मुझे तो ये यकीन नहीं था कि मैं हीरो बन पाऊंगा।
तबस्सुम जी का, ओह गॉड, तो कितने बहुत मे हर सोल रेस्ट अ पीस, लवली लेडी। या
किसी ने आपसे कहा कि तुम स्टार नहीं बन पाओगे, और आपके अंदर एक जिद है कि अगर कोई आपसे कहता है कि ये तुम नहीं कर सकते तो आप फिर ठान लेते हैं उसको करने के लिए, ये जिद कितनी इंपॉर्टेंट रही आपकी कामयाबी बनल जी?
या आई थिंक जिद नहीं है, मुझे लगता है कि ये मेरा पैशन है, मेरा प्यार है इस प्रोफेशन के लिए, एक्टिंग के लिए। तो व्हेन यू लव समथिंग एंड यू नो एंड यू डू समथिंग वेरी पैशनेटली एंड यू नो एंड यू लाइक हॉर्स विद द ब्लिंकर्स ऑन, दैट्स व्हाट आई वाज। सो उसको जिद समझ लो, उसे लव समझ लो, प्यार काम के लिए, एक्टिंग के लिए, या पैशन समझ लो।
ऑलराइट, उस इंटरव्यू में एक और भी बात का जिक्र हुआ, साहिब के बारे में जिक्र हुआ, और आपने आपसे तबस्सुम जी ने कहा था कि वो मे बी आपका फाइनेस्ट परफॉर्मेंस है तब तक का, और फिर आपने जिक्र किया कि उसमें जो फादर सन का जो एक रिलेशनशिप है वो बहुत ही अपील आपको करता है, और उसके अलावा आपके 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 फादर के साथ में आपका जो रिश्ता था कि दैट यू ऑलवेज वांटेड टू मेक योर फादर हैप्पी एंड यू लुक्ड अप टू हिम। मैंने जब वो इंटरव्यू मैंने देखा, और फिर जब एनिमल का मैंने ट्रेलर के बारे में मैंने सोचा, तो आई थॉट कि दैट देयर इज सच अ वंडरफुल एनालॉजी ओवर देयर। आपने सोचा इसके बारे में?
नहीं, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर यू नो रिकिंडलिंग मेमोरी। यू नो साहिब मेरी बहुत ही दिल के करीब फिल्म है, और उसमें दो तीन सीन जो थे मेरे पिताजी के साथ, और स्पेशली एक सीन है जो एक डॉक्टर के साथ है, व्हेन क्योंकि ऑब्वियसली मेरा और उत्पल जी मेरे फादर का रोल कर रहे थे उसमें, एंड द कैरेक्टर्स ऑब्वियसली कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट फ्रॉम व्हाट रणवीर इज़ डूइंग एंड व्हाट आई हैड डन इन साहिब, बट इट्स वन ऑफ द आइकॉनिक कैरेक्टर्स। इतना आइकॉनिक हो गया था वो रोल और वो फिल्म और वो कहानी कि वो बंगाली में बनी, हिंदी में बनी, और साउथ में भी मेरे ख्याल से चिरंजीवी साहब ने वो रोल किया था। तो वो दैट्स वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट सीन्स जहाँ वो अपनी किडनी सैक्रिफाइस करता है अपने फादर के लिए, एंड ही सपोज टू बी अ नो गुड सन, एंड अल्टीमेटली ही टर्न्स आउट टू इन द जॉइंट फैमिली वेयर एवरीबडी यू नो फील्स कि इससे कुछ नहीं होगा, एंड अल्टीमेटली ही इज़ द वन हु रियली ही वॉन्ट्स टू बिकम अ फुटबॉल प्लेयर। गोली का रोल था उसमें, एंड फुटबॉल के करियर के लिए, स्पोर्ट्स के करियर के लिए किडनी कितनी इंपॉर्टेंट है, और वो सबसे जो इम्पॉर्टेंट चीज़ है, क्योंकि ही हैज़ टू बी फिजिकली फिट, एंड यू नो सैक्रिफाइसिंग हिज किडनी फॉर हिज फादर वॉज वेरी 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 एंड वेरी द फिल्म वॉज वेरी नाइसली डन, द परफॉर्मेंसेज वर पिच परफेक्ट, एवरीबडी वेर डन वेरी वेल, एंड Rakhi ji was there, and Utpal ji is a phenomenal actor. You know, I really miss him, one of the greatest actors, you know, from Bengali theater, and then he did a lot of films in Bengali and Hindi. I miss him so much, and I had the honor to work with him and learn so much from him. How you have, you know, how he was so, Ashok Kumar sahab, Utpal ji, they were very so natural actors, Motilal ji. So I have tried my best to be, you know, follow them and try to be as real as possible, as and making the scenes as conversational as possible, and these are the actors I really looked up to, and Saheb is definitely a film which is up there in one of my favorite films. Yeah,
right. And jab aap Ranbir ko dekhte hain Animal mein, aur wahi izzat wahi shiddat aapke liye hai as a father, so do you draw any parallels?
You know, I because you see this interview I'm doing before the release of the film, so I think people should wait and watch the film, and then we can do another interview after the release of the film, and then I'll really disclose. But whatever you've seen in the trailer, people have loved it, and the teaser, and whatever pieces which have come out. So I just want to leave it like that, and so that people go and see the film and judge the film, and you judge the film, and what do you feel, you take from that film, and about my character as well as Ranbir's character, and as well as all the other characters, like Bobby and everybody else. Yeah.
And Anil sir, Animal is having the sort of advance booking and the sort of buzz जो मुझे लगता है कि फिल्म इंडस्ट्री में बहुत ही रेयरली इस किस्म का एक्साइटमेंट किसी भी फिल्म के लिए होता है, एडवांस बुकिंग तो आई थिंक बाहुबली 2 और KGF 2 और जवान पठान उस लेवल की हो चुकी है. हाउ डू लुक एट दिस ट्रिमेंडस एक्साइटमेंट फॉर द फिल्म?
यू सी, आई थिंक आई वाज स्पीकिंग टू माय सन यस्टरडे लास्ट नाइट एंड ही सेड अ वेरी गुड थिंग यू नो एंड व्हिच वाज रियली यू नो समटाइम्स इट डजंट हैपन टू यू नो आई एम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट दैट इट इज हैपनिंग टू मी again, you know, these kind of things, you know, and in your career, these things happening so many times is, you have to be blessed, you know, that there is a film which is releasing and the whole country wants to see it. And it has happened to me earlier and not only nationally, but internationally also, where a product, a film and an ensemble, a story, a filmmaker, you know, like Sandeep Reddy Gwanga or all the other filmmakers, like I work with N. Chandra, Subhash Ghai Saab, and Vinod Chopra, Danny Boyle. Sometimes what happens is they make something which is so powerful and somewhere it connects. Sorry if I missed out any of the filmmakers because I've worked with so many of them. All the actors, right person, right casting, and I was mentioning this in my interview in Hyderabad also in the press conference, that you know, the way the casting has been done in this film, and hats off to Sandeep that he has you know, he gave me the, that he chose Ranbir, he chose me, he chose Bobby, he chose not only Rashmika and including Prem Chopra Saab, Shakti Kapoor, Suresh Oberoi Saab, and the other the person, you know, all the other actors also who are part of the film. Every casting is done extremely well, you know, really well. And it's really, I think that's what happens, you know. You have the right content, you have the right casting, and the product appeals to the people. And that's what has happened, you know. And yeah, that's what has happened, and I think that's what has connected, you know, to the kind of buzz it has created. Yeah.
Anil sir, I was also thinking about Savariya trailer launch. I still remember you were present at Savariya trailer launch. You spoke to the media after the trailer launch as well. It was Sonam's first film, Ranbir's first film. आप रणबीर के आप journey को कैसे देखते हैं Savariya से Animal तक?
You know, I have a certain kind of a, I don't know, I might say, because I have started my career as a casting director. In Hum Panch, I was a casting director. So I have a certain instinct for faces and actors, I feel. I'm very proud of that. So मैंने Savariya देखा और I just said, and you can see all my interviews and the kind of, I said, you know, in the Kapoor family, there's a tall Raj Kapoor, you know, a taller Raj Kapoor. That's what I said. I think almost 16 years back. And I've said that when I saw Hrithik's Fiza, and I told him the same thing, you know. Sorry, I'm not trying to take any, I'm being very humbly, I'm saying that, but you know, now that I'm recollect, I said, Hrithik, next 25 saal tak ruko hila nahi sakta. You know, I saw Khalid Saab had directed the film, and I came out and I told him that. So these are the things which, it, you know, I, when I feel something, I say it very honestly about, you know, and I don't want to repeat, I don't want to say things which personally I've spoken to Shah Rukh or Salman, you know, they all have come out true, you know, really, seriously, honestly.
Absolutely. And Yusuf Saab, Raj Kapoor Saab and Charlie Chaplin, ye teen actors ko aap bahut mante hain, toh अगर आप राज कपूर साहब से कंपेयर कर रहे हैं रणबीर को, आई थिंक तो ये दैट्स अ ह्यूज कॉम्प्लीमेंट फॉर हिम बिकॉज यू हैव आइडलाइज्ड राज कपूर साहब इन अ बिग वे.
या एब्सोल्युटली, या यू नो, एंड यू कैन सी द इंस्पिरेशन इन सो मेनी ऑफ माय फिल्म्स, यू नो, लाइक मिशन इंडिया, यू विल सी बेटा, ईश्वर, किशन कन्हैया, एंड यू विल सी दैट देयर इज there is a lot of Chaplin, there's a lot of Raj Kapoor Saab, you know, and so you, obviously you have to, because India is a you know, as a country is very diverse, and we react very differently emotionally compared to the international actors. So for me, like for example, when I was doing Balbir, for me, my inspiration for this film was Shivaji Ganeshan Saab, Dilip Kumar Saab, you know, the films. So when I'm performing, I'm thinking, I said, will I be able to get that kind of wetness, that kind of emotion, you know, in my characters, in this character, Balbir Singh. So, you know, because, you know, sometimes better to have the reference of Indian greats, because, you know, we emotionally are slightly little more wet from inside, more emotional. Our pitching is slightly more intense, you know. We can be international and understated. I always say that's not, it's not that we can't do it, but sometimes because we have to certain things be the way, very be true to our culture and to our value system and how we feel towards friendship, towards family, towards children, towards our wives, towards everybody and anybody, you know. Yeah, so that's the way the kind of work we try to do and try to raise the bar constantly, you know, to make it better and better.
Of course. And so you were there at the pre-release event in Hyderabad. You also said that Bobby Deol will be a superstar after Animal. Why do you say that?
You know, Bobby, I'll tell you what, you know, there is something about Dharamji, there is something about Sunny, there is something about Bobby which is so endearing, you know. And I think that's the reason, you know, as a family, you know, everybody becomes, you know, it started with Dharamji and now Sunny and Bobby. They're such lovable people and so emotional and so Indian and so much from Punjab, you know, and I can connect with them. So you just want to wish them well, you know, you just want them, you know, to be as successful and as, now the next generation of the Deol family is going to come, Sunny's children, Bobby's children, so I'm looking forward to their journey also, yeah.
As I mentioned to you in the beginning, I've always looked up to you for being a huge inspirational figure. मैंने आपसे पहले भी इसके बारे में कहा है यू नो योर स्प्रिंटिंग वेन एवर आई थिंक आई रिसीव दो स्प्रिंटिंग वीडियोज ऑफ योर्स आई एम लाइक यू नो दिस इज एब्सोल्युटली अमेजिंग यू ऑलवेज मेंटेन दैट एज इज जस्ट अ नंबर अनिल सर इंसान की थिंकिंग कितनी इंपॉर्टेंट है टू डिफाई द सोसाइटल नॉर्म्स जो कहा जाता है कि आपको इस स्टेज में लाइफ के बाद आपको ये करना चाहिए उसके बाद फिर आपको ये करना चाहिए उसके बाद आपको ये करना चाहिए यू डिफाई दोज नॉर्म्स ब्यूटिफुली एंड इंस्पायर अदर पीपल थिंकिंग कितनी इंपॉर्टेंट है इन योर सक्सेस इन योर हैप्पीनेस यू आर अ हैप्पी पर्सन मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंटली
थैंक यू आई यू नो फॉर मी दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एट दिस स्टेज ऑफ माई लाइफ यू नो बिकॉज आई माई प्रायोरिटीज हैव चेंज्ड नाउ यू नो इन टर्म्स ऑफ what I really want. Yeah, of course, I love acting and I'm very passionate about it because, you know, I want to act till I can and till the time people want to see me. But otherwise, my priorities are different now, you know, to a certain extent. Yeah. So for that, my thinking has changed and it keeps on changing from time to time.
Right. Like, for example, just I'm a huge fan of yours. There are a lot of people who look up to you, follow your work. तो हमें ये पता होता है कि अगर अनिल सर ने कोई किरदार को एक्सेप्ट किया है तो उन्होंने इस वजह से नहीं किया होगा कि कोई किसी का बेटा है किसी का फ्रेंड है
नहीं नहीं
यू ऑलवेज वेरी
क्लियर दैट गलत है देयर
हैज टू बी सम मीट इन द रोल फॉर यू टू एक्सेप्ट
नो नो ये गलत बात है ये बिल्कुल सही नहीं है आई हैव डन लॉट ऑफ फिल्म्स टाइम्स समटाइम्स कैरेक्टर्स एंड फिल्म्स एंड फॉर वेरियस रीजंस व्हिच आई डोंट वांट टू डिस्क्लोज you know, there are times when I've done it for friends. Sometimes I've done it for emotional reasons, and I know things are going to not be right. You know, instinctively, but I've done it because I feel, of course, for people, for a lot of actors, and for everybody, for them it is the beginning and the end. For me, my relationships and with certain people. And so I have done it. So that's not correct. Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of feeling people sometimes have, because I put in so much of effort in every role I do, and I try to do my best to my capacity, but otherwise there are films which I've done. You know, I don't want to mention those films, but I've done it for various financial reasons, for emotional reasons, and for various reasons I've done it, yeah. For certain times, a filmmaker I admire and respect, and I've blindly done their films, you know, and I trusted them and I've done it, you know. And sometimes even not really going into the detail of the script, and I've done it because I trust that filmmaker. I've done it, yeah, and I do it, and I'm sure I'll do it in the future also. I always say I will not do it, but I'm going to do it, and I've taken those kind of punts, and because my intention is also good, so always those punts have come out. You know, most of the time, I've hit the jackpot with that.
I absolutely loved Night Manager, Anil sir. और यही चीज़ है, जैसे अगर हम एनिमल की बात करें, एक जो आपके अंदर एक बहुत ही यूनिक सी एक एबिलिटी है टू यू नो टू इंटरनलाइज दैट यू सीम टू एब्जॉर्ब द कैरेक्टर एंड द सीन सो मच दैट व्हेन यू इरप्ट फॉर एग्जांपल इट्स समथिंग दैट सरप्राइजेज द ऑडियंस ईच टाइम एंड आई थिंक फॉर एन एक्टर टू डू इट टाइम इन अगेन आई थिंक इज़ अ फैंटास्टिक क्वालिटी एंड इट शोज द सॉर्ट ऑफ जो आपके अंदर खुद के अंदर शिद्दत है कि कुछ नया करने की, ऑडियंस को सरप्राइज करने का. ये इंटरनलाइजेशन का आपका प्रोसेस क्या है और अपने ऑडियंस को सरप्राइज करना आपके लिए कितना इंपॉर्टेंट है?
आई हैव टू यू नो आई टेल यू इट्स अ प्रोसेस आई एंजॉय यू नो बोथ यू नो एंड इन वन लाइफ टाइम आई गेट एन ऑप्शन टू लिव सो मेनी लाइफ यू नो लाइव्स एट लीस्ट आई ट्राई टू डू दैट एंड यू नो एंड I've been watching a lot of interviews of a lot of actors. Like I saw DiCaprio's interview and lately, and he's 49 years old. And he says, I said, when are you going to, you know, have you, you know, you're 49, do you ever think of retiring? I said, no, yeah, I just love my work so much. I don't know. I'll keep on working as much as I can. And then I saw Brando's interview and just recently, and where he's talking about acting. He says he's talking to, he's getting interviewed, and you feel even you're acting at the moment, you know. You're taking my interview, there is a certain, you're doing acting, you know. It's not that, there are so many things which are running in your mind, but you're trying to be very cool and calm. But otherwise, there are so many times, time, barabar shoot ho raha hai, double color ho raha hai. So that kind of, you have a demeanor which is very, you know, that you're very calm, but under say there is a lot of machinery which is working, but actually you're acting in real life. You tell so many lies in real life, in relationships, you're acting, you know. So I was really fascinated with that interview. And of course, we also do that, but we have to sometimes repeat those things, you know, and keep on repeating that, you know. Okay, one thing, you all have to do something for once, but and sometimes same thing we have to do again and again. That's where the craft comes. But otherwise, in real life, everybody's acting, you know. How? And then what we try to do in the younger generation and the audience today wants it to make it as real as possible. You know, people are loving larger-than-life thing. There are certain different kind of films. But I feel the youngsters are connecting to performances and acting, which is slightly more believable at the moment, yeah.
Tabasun ji ke interview mein aapne aur ye bhi zikr kiya tha ki that aap apne bachchon se aap bahut kareeb hain, and at the risk of maybe upsetting your wife as well. All three of your kids, they've come across very, very nicely. They're doing so well. I'm a huge fan of Sonam Kapoor.
Thank you.
Not sirf unki acting ke, but I think mujhe lagta hai ki wo ek bahaisiyat insaan, bahut kamal ki insaan hai. Mujhe lagta hai ki film industry mein is qisam ke humane aur honest, I think log bahut hi rare hain.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's entirely your upbringing.
No, absolutely, I feel very proud of her, because matter of fact, I had the opportunity to meet the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, and the first thing he asked me is about Sonam, you know, and he said ke, you know, he was with Putin Saab, and he said that I mentioned that, you know, about Sonam, you know, so I felt really good. Whoever I meet, you know, I was with Gauri that day, Shah Rukh and Gauri, and her friends and all. So they also were saying such good things about Sonam, that she's pure, she's honest, and she's gutsy, you know. and she doesn't have any, she's not, you know, it's not politics, you know, it's, she stands by what is true, what she feels, you know, is at that moment is right, and she says it, you know, and sometimes she gets into trouble because of that, but she says it, and that's how she is, yeah.